Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
The 6 a.m. news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. On Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and MyJoyOnline.com. We're also live on all 16 regions of Ghana and on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, attempts to broker a truce between the NDC and NPP sides in Parliament ahead of this morning break-up meeting hits a snag as both sides are entrenched in their belief that they will hold the majority.
We haven't been able to meet as leadership, even leadership from their side and our side. But what I can tell you is that Parliament has been served by the court order.
We have the latest form as the Supreme Court's controversial injunction on Parliament is finally served. Also coming up, more condemnation on abduction and attack on Joy News' journalists as Media Foundation for West Africa pushes for prosecution of owners of small-scale mining company allegedly behind the act.
At any point in time, if multimedia needs any support to be able to engage lawyers, we are happy to do that. We are happy to support any form of legal action that may be taken.
In business,
Ghana seeks to finalize all conditions needed for IMF board meeting on third program review as annual meetings formally open in Washington, D.C. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And last year's finalist in the National Science and Maths Quiz, Opokuwari School, has set the bar high with the highest scorers in the 1A stage with 74 points.
Opokuwari School, congratulations for winning the contest and qualifying for the quarterfinal stage. Your score of 74 is the highest.
These are more with me, Mami Esinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. This morning, Joy News is learning that attempts to broker a truce between the NDC and NPP sides in Parliament before this morning's make or break it certain have hit a snag. Some eminent Ghanaians have been trying to mediate, but Joy News understands that both sides are entrenched in the belief that they hold the majority in the House, setting the stage for a potentially explosive sitting later today. We have the latest in the following news desk report.
In less than 24 hours, several eminent Ghanaians have been working behind the scenes to reconcile the leadership of Parliament and have the Speaker and the Chief Justice work out an outcome that protects Ghana's democracy. It follows the Supreme Court's controversial ruling that injuncted Parliament and the Speaker from vacating the seats of four MPs. Member of Parliament for Ejumako Enyani CM, Kesha Latu Forson, said the NDC MPs would do everything to protect their new status as majority in Parliament.
The NDC now constitute the majority caucus in this 8th Parliament. We will jealously protect our newly majority status and will not bow, retreat, nor surrender our lawfully earned status.
But Deputy Majority Whip Habib Edrisu insists the NPP will occupy the right-hand side of the Speaker on the floor today.
We are going to sit in our majority side on our seat because we are 138 members based on the Supreme Court ruling and they are 137.
He has also disclosed to Joy News last night that attempt to reconcile the leadership of Parliament ahead of today has failed.
We haven't been able to meet as leadership, even leadership from their side and our side. But what I can tell you is that Parliament has been served by the court order.
Member of the Council of State, Sam Okujeto, is calling for cool heads to prevail ahead of the sitting.
I am just cautioning my colleagues and all Ghanaians for that matter. Let's put sentiments aside. Let's just take a cool head and stop what we are doing now because I don't think it's the interest.
Well, we'll be bringing you the latest in Parliament and subsequent bulletins and right here on Joy 99.7 FM on TV as well. Now, Media Foundation for West Africa is condemning the violent attack on the multimedia crew that was filming at Asuminya near Mansunkran in the Ashanti region over the weekend. The team investigating the recent resurgence of destruction in parts of the newly restored Asuminya Forest Reserve was apprehended by the staff of the supposed small-scale mining company undertaking activities in the reserve and assaulted them. The Executive Director of Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, urged legal action.
At any point in time, if Multimedia needs any support to be able to engage lawyers, we are happy to do that. We are happy to support any form of, you know, legal action that may be taken. Of course, the criminal side, we expect the police and the government to do that. So I cannot just understand why this should be happening in our country. Well, it's because we've tolerated the impunity and people believe once they are closer to power, once they have money and all of that, they can just abuse people and go scot-free. But this mustn't be one of them.
Now, a nationwide strike by the Public Service Workers Union of the Trades Union Congress is currently in full swing, grinding work to a halt in key sectors of the economy. The strike, which started yesterday, is a reaction to unpaid allowances and poor working conditions. We'll hear from the Public Sector Workers Union on their demands shortly, but first here's a report on the impact at various offices.
It is just day one of the Public Sector Workers Union strike, but it's already hitting hard. Earlier, we were at the passport office, and the director told me that they are working. They have their vetting officers who are reviewing applications and also issuing passports. We also saw people in queue waiting to be attended. And then at the Electoral Commission office at Ridge, we didn't see any worker around. The commissioner in charge here spoke to me, who told me that their workers are not opposed because of the strike. And also at the Forestry Commission, we were told that some of their members came to work earlier but had closed earlier than expected. And they're also hopeful that the government will reach an agreement with the union over their single spine allowance that has not been paid for over some time now. Reporting for Joy News, my name is Rejoice Semefa, Accra.
Now we can hear from the General Secretary Bernard Ejiofor, who says the strike is as a result of a breakdown in negotiations with government over its failure to pay allowances of its members on the single spine salary structure.
The way they have been treated on issues concerning their salaries, the public sector salaries, and then their institution-specific allowances are not right, and therefore we should proceed on this action until our concerns are addressed.
Meanwhile, Director of Grievances and Negotiations at the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Professor Charles Adabopon, says he's shocked by the union strike when negotiations between the two parties haven't concluded.
We are negotiating with all the unions or public service organizations in this country, those on the single spine. And so when we submit proposals of this nature and we send to finance, sometimes it takes a bit of a time. And so it is a normal practice.
Mm.
But they just issue the press release that they want to embark on strike. And then we just do them that. Okay, the normal practice. You can't be on strike and then still be negotiating.
Well, the heat is still on, and last year's finalist, Opokuwari School, set the CNC auditorium ablaze with a whopping 74 points in the 1-8 stage of the National Science and Math Quiz. They've become the highest scorers so far, leaving Zion College and Our Lady of Grace trailing. Jacqueline and Sumaya Boa has more.
Opokuwari School, Atro. Yes, John.
Joint.
Yes, that's correct.
Two-time champions, Opokuwari School isn't playing around this year. After finishing as finalists last year, the Akatichis have come out stronger, smarter, and sharper. With 74 points in the bag, they completely outshone their competitors, Zion College and Our Lady of Grace, leaving no doubts that they mean business.
By God's grace, since we had the highest scorer award, we just feel happy and then we're just excited to be here. And then, you know, for Bukhari School, just take it one at a time. prepare for every contest, not underestimating any school.
He can decide not to be afraid, and we are not telling anyone to be afraid. We are just doing our contest one at a time.
Meanwhile, St. Louis Senior High School, who made headlines last year by reaching the semifinals, faced a setback. In a fierce contest with Garner National College, they lost their seeder status as Garner National outclassed them, clinching the win and securing a spot in the next phase.
Garner National College was named Ghana before the country Ghana. And we are the only college for the country Ghana. And we are hosting this contest and we are winning for this year.
27 schools are now set to battle it out in the quarterfinal stage.
And that's a report by Jacqueline and Sumaya. But congratulations to Opokuwari School for being the highest scorers in this competition. And I am Amiasi Nyamiche Thompson, bringing the bulletin to an end. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.